Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time.
Hey friends, I'm back from my little trip in the countryside where I was recording, and I made a video when I was there, but I just wanted to say that I at the first 5 minutes I didn't realize how loud the birds were because I was in the mountains. And I had no idea how inaudible my voice was. And so if you bear with it, stick with this video. It goes about 5 minutes before the birds quieten down. And check out the exact time when they quieten down. The word I say. It's pretty funny. So if you can stick with that, I'm glad to bring you a little video for a change. And of course, this is on iTunes as audio for the podcast. But it's here as a video on YouTube too. Nice to be back on the clifftops. But it was an amazing few days in the countryside producing and writing music. Enjoy the show. Thanks, guys. Hey, guys. Carl Brody here for the Inside Songwriting Podcast. Today I'm not speaking to you from the clifftops of Sydney. Today I'm speaking to you in the countryside in New South Wales, about 5 hours north of Sydney. And I just made a video for you just over there. But I forgot to do like an intro type thing. So this is where we have the Songwriters Retreat, and I talk all about that in the video. So I'm lucky enough to come here and make music. I've got a log cabin just there with where I set up the studio, and I'm producing an album for Johnny Kay, and this is the location we get to do that. It's pretty special. For now though, before we jump into the little video I just made you, which is all about songwriting retreats and why we should do them, why we should go to them, attend them, I just wanted to say to jump on over to the Facebook community. It's going really, really well. You guys who are already involved, it's so good. Thank you. There's lots of interaction, and I'm doing regular challenges. And it's been really healthy. I'm really glad I started it because there wasn't much interaction before. And now the Facebook community has just brought about a whole new bit of excitement with the podcast and with the website and so on. So thanks to you guys who are involved. And if you're not involved yet, just jump on over. You hit a little request button, and it sends a message to me saying that you want to be a part of the group. I haven't turned down anyone yet, so you'd have to be like some kind of, you'd have to have some kind of psycho thing going on or something. I don't know. I haven't turned down any psychos. Be great if you came over, and once again, enjoy the video. Thanks, guys. Hey friends, welcome to Inside Songwriting. I'm at the Dag Sheep Station in Nundle in New South Wales. And this is where we have the Songwriters Retreat once a year. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that I was involved last year for the first time as a tutor. And it was one of the most incredible experiences. Very rewarding, very inspirational. And I made some amazing new friends, as well as wrote some songs that I'm really proud of. During that time, one of the things that happens on the retreat that we do here is the tutors write with some of the students, and that happens over the 5 days. Yeah, so there's lots of breakout areas. I mean, look at the surroundings. You can't help but be inspired, especially when you're here for a few days. So that was my point, was investing in yourself to do something like a retreat. You might think that it's a bit costly at the time. Some of them are not that expensive, to be honest, but really it's, you know, there's a couple of things you could maybe go without just to make sure you can afford to go on a retreat. It's not just about the topics and the content of what you learn when you're at retreats. It's much more about getting into the headspace, getting into the zone where you're being creative. It becomes something that you live and breathe. So songwriting, you need ideas, you know, to be a songwriter. That's the most basic starting point. And when you get in the zone,
at a, something like a retreat, you just start to think like it. If you've ever traveled abroad and you're learning their language, when you're looking at the phrase book and so on, you start to actually think in their language. Well, it's the same sort of thing when you're writing songs. You just walk around and everything you're doing, it would be like a photographer framing everything as they're walking around the streets or the countryside or wherever. When you're in a, when you're involved in a retreat situation for a songwriting, that's all you're doing. So it's such a great way to spend every moment, and especially with like-minded people. And it's also a great networking choice, because everyone, you've got something in common with everyone immediately before you even get down to work. So, I mean, something like this one here, I know that you're watching this, listening to this from all over the world, but this one here it's only a few hours drive from the cities. For me, it's about 5 hours, but you can fly here, it takes less than an hour, pretty cheap. Tamworth is about an hour away, where they have the Country Music Festival every year. Those of you in Australia know this stuff, but if you're around the world, you might not know that. And this place has got accommodation, shared accommodation, private accommodation. There's all kinds of variations on songwriting retreats. Some of them are just in hotels, some of them are in camps. Just try and find them in your local area, or even if it's in another state from you, it's well worth it. We have people come here from Adelaide and WA and New Zealand. Never heard of New Zealand, I'm kidding. I spent a year, I lived there. It's a wonderful place. And so there are people coming here from all over Australia. You know, being creative on demand, I'm going to just fix this. The camera just cut out for a second, so I just fixed it. Being creative on demand is not something we can guarantee. So the more we can put ourselves in that headspace, the better. And something like a retreat is incredible. I know people in my life who do walk around thinking of the next line or the next title for a song, and they're really inspirational to be around, because you know you're driving around and they just go, oh, that's a good line for a song. Or, I've got this new idea, and it's constant, and that's a beautiful thing. For me, I'm pretty busy because I'm producing records, as well as touring, that kind of thing, and when you're at a retreat for songwriters, you actually do spend the whole time thinking about that next line or that new idea for a song. And the collaboration as well, the fusion of the minds, the fusion of the creative minds with the people that are also here, like you've got to really embrace this thing with co-writing. Some people are against it for a while. I've spoken about this lots. I mean, when I say you've got it, I highly recommend it. Here's the most simple reason. I have ideas, okay? You have ideas. When I write a song on my own, I'm going to write something that is going to be, you know, everything that I can unravel from all the influences and all the things that I'm inspired by at that point in time. Just imagine if we get your ideas and everything you're inspired by and from, and everything that you want to unravel at that point in time. Every co-writing situation is unique. Every result is going to be a new song born into the world that wouldn't otherwise be born. And that's the beauty, that's the fusion. I was reading a book recently by James Altucher called Choose Yourself, and he uses this excellent phrase called idea sex. He's talking about how ideas will mate with each other, and new babies will be born because of that idea sex. So he's going, let's all get together and have idea sex. It's a funny one, but it's a good one. And it actually makes a lot of sense if you forget the sexual connotations. So I'm talking about like the brain and the creative brain being something that needs to be, when I say in the zone, basically what I mean by that is it needs to be exercised. Just like if you don't sing for a couple of weeks, you're going to have trouble singing. If you're working out and you don't work out for a couple of weeks, you're going to feel it, or even a month, that kind of thing. Once you're doing it every day, or not every day with muscles, with working, but anyway, once you're exercising any muscle regularly, you won't have trouble getting right back where you left off. Just say, for example, I don't know, let's say you go to sleep at night and the next morning you wake up, you can take off where you left off. So that's the beauty of things like songwriting retreats. And then you'll find that it lingers for a while after the retreat as well. Whenever I'm involved in anything that is living and breathing songwriting, the surge stays with you, and then it soon fades if you don't keep up the practices. That's why I speak about daily practices and morning routines and things like that. So when I go to Nashville and I write for a month, so, you know, 28 songs in 28 days or more sometimes, because there's a lot of people in Nashville who are a bit crazy and they like writing 2 or 3 songs a day. When I do that and I come back to Australia, I'm in the zone and I'm writing, I'm feeding from that life of songwriting still for a good while afterwards. And if I don't keep it up, then it soon fades. But these kinds of things, and I'm lucky, I get to do songwriting retreats a lot, or at least similar things to songwriting retreats. But I highly recommend it. I recommend it for anyone, even if you just write lyrics and you don't, or even if you've never co-written before. You know, there's workshops. Last year I did one on song structure. And the beauty is, as well, you get the different, no one's right. You know, I'm not right. When I'm talking about songwriting, I'm not right. No one's right. But no one's necessarily wrong either. If you go into business seminars and conferences and stuff like that, there's a very good chance a lot of people would be wrong. Like, that's just how it works. There's a lot of people who will tell you things, and you can either trust it and attempt to practice it or not. But if you're talking about business strategies and marketing and music industry, you know, a lot of people can be very wrong. But when you're talking about songwriting, that's a creative thing. That's art. No one's wrong, because it's our own expression, and it's all down to the individual. It's all down to the way we articulate what it is we want to express in that form. So with songwriting, you if you're listening to someone who's teaching you something about songwriting, you really have to see it as, well, that's one way to do it. And I might try it and see if it works for me. And that's interesting. Maybe I can use that and add it to the evolution of me. Just say, you know, you're a songwriter, you already have your methods, but you're evolving. Why not pick up some of those tools along the way? And when you come to a songwriter's tree, you get different. Like, for example, the other tutors alongside myself have experienced different things and have different types of careers and have done maybe lots and lots of coaching in the past or no coaching at all, that kind of thing. So you're going to pick up something different from each one of them. I learn as well from every one of them. I learn from, you know, one of the things that I've been acknowledging recently, I'm published by Mushroom Music, and they're down in Melbourne. They're a very well-known and well-established music publishing company. And one of the things that happens in my career is I do a lot of co-writes, and Mushroom organize it for me, and they will often send me people that I've never co-written before, you know. And a lot of people don't write with people who've never co-written before. They'll say, no, I'd rather write with someone who's having hits right now, or who's writing hits for other people, or someone who's riding high in their career and stuff like that. And I just say yes, because my view on it is I want to help people, so I know I can make people comfortable if it's their first co-write. But the other thing is, for me, there's a selfish reason as well. Most of the time, and I'm not making this up, most of the time, even if it's someone's first co-write ever, I can learn from them, because guess what? They're a person. They're brand new at songwriting. So what they've got is kind of fresh, and their ideas, they're maybe not jaded. They've got something interesting to say about the way they want to construct a song, the way they want to put together a melody or something like that. They haven't been through all the color by numbers, or they haven't got to a stage yet where they're rewriting the same song structure or same chord sequence every time. I learn lots from them, and sometimes the innocence of someone who's brand new is the best person to learn from, especially for me, because I've written hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs. So it's great for me to write with someone who's never written before. I don't try and steer it in a way that would lead to me rewriting a song I've already written, rewriting a song that's similar to what I've already written. Why would I do that? I'm there for them, to help them. I'm there for me, to get the new experience. And usually I find that, you know, we've come up with something that we're really proud of. And sometimes it goes on and goes on their records, goes on their albums, or even mine. So it's well worth the experience. And something like a retreat, if you're brand new, definitely amazing. If you've been doing songwriting for a while, why not just get a bit of a regenerative, restorative, revitalizing experience for yourself as a songwriter. You know, there's no one, it's not about competition either. That's a beautiful thing. It's about learning. I'm talking today about the value of these things. This is not a sales pitch for this particular one, because probably by the time you see this, it's all sold out anyway. I'm talking about the value of these things and how we should be investing in ourselves as songwriters. Let's face it, you know, as far as we know, we don't get another shot. Like, this might be the only run around that we get. I'm talking about, you know, this gift of life. So why would we not invest in ourselves as creative people? I'm using this program that the screen keeps going black, so I can't tell if it's still recording or not. And I'm trying something new today. I thought maybe we'd do some videos for a while and do some YouTube stuff. And I thought, being at the DAG, be nice and quiet. This is an old converted sheep station. So I might show you around in a bit, take you on a little tour and just show you some of the places. I mean, you don't really need to see that, but you can see it's very peaceful, and we have lots of different locations to go and sit. And I was here a couple of weeks ago with my friend Haley, just on her writing. Haley's someone that I met at the retreat last year. One of the many collaborations that has come about because of going to that songwriting retreat. And now, so I'm producing her album later this year, and we came here a few weeks ago to write, and this is one of the, I'll show you, this is one of the areas that we were writing in. I'll show you, look at this. So there's a little fire here, and we were sitting around here writing for a while in the afternoon sun. Getting a bit brisk now at this time of year in Australia, but and now we also, sorry about my hand, we're sitting up here on the deck. Look around.
I just can't give you all that you find. I hope you'll love what
you need. I just can't give you, I hope that you find.
Look around, it's just magic. So yeah, there's all kinds of places around here you can write, and it's, you know, it's more the isolation, staying out of the real world is highly recommended. That's another thing about life, right? So we get the opportunity to go on a retreat and forget the world for a while, for a few days. That's bound to be good for creativity, right? It's bound to be amazing. So, anyway, I thought I'd wax on about that stuff today. I might try and do a couple more videos while I'm here. I'm here for a few days recording. So I've got a cottage over there, a log cabin, and I've got the studio set up recording an album.
Once upon a time, Friday night, kissing to
producing an album, and it's just the perfect place for it. Thanks for being with me. Hope you liked the little sheep station cast, and I'll speak to you again in the next couple of days, I'm sure. All the best.
You've been listening to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. Here's hoping you're going to go and do everything you can to further develop your craft, your skills, and your mind to become better and more consistent songwriter.
I'll keep throwing dust down till I believe what I see. I'll keep throwing dust down 'cause I think you are alive.